I'm Keith Peters reporting the first day of court proceedings in the case against Hunter Biden has ended.
Federal prosecutors painted President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, as deceptive and driven by addiction, who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms in 2018 to purchase a gun. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney argued that his client did not believe he was in the throes of addiction when he stated in the paperwork that he did not have a drug problem, and he did nothing with the gun in the short time he had it. Hunter Biden has been charged with three felonies stemming from the purchase of a Colt revolver when he was, according to his memoir, addicted to crack. Jurors will hear testimony from the president's brother, James Biden, who is close with Hunter and helped his nephew through rehab stints in the past. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
A testy hearing between Attorney General Merrick Garland and House Republicans today, with GOP members accusing the Justice Department of helping with the prosecution of former President Donald Trump. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
You've told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fannie Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
Garland says the Justice Department is facing unprecedented attacks.
It comes alongside false claims that a jury verdict in a state trial brought by a local district attorney was somehow controlled by the Justice Department. That conspiracy theory is an attack on the judicial process itself.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 140 points, the Nasdaq rose 28, the S&P 500 advanced by 8. This is SRN News. More Methodists are quitting.
The Ivory Coast Conference of the United Methodist Church, representing about 1 million members, has formally announced its decision to abandon the UMC. At issue is the denomination's recent decision to legalize gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Most, if not all, of the African members of the UMC are expected to eventually leave over the marriage issue, along with conservative congregations all around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to one of the strongest abortion laws in the U.S. following a suit by women who had serious pregnancy complications. The ruling's just the latest to uphold Texas's abortion ban, which critics say does not offer enough clarity over when exceptions are allowed. The court says the law's exceptions are broad enough and the doctors would be misinterpreting the law if they decline to perform an abortion when the mother's life is in danger. This is SRN News. An up-and-down trading session on Wall Street. Stocks finished the day higher. More on today's market action from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting.
Stocks were split between winners and losers on Wall Street after a report suggested that the job market is cooling. A slowing job market is exactly what the Federal Reserve is trying to engineer with its high interest rate policy. The trick is to cool the economy enough to bring down inflation, but not so much as to cause a serious recession. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow added 140 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Small company stocks were broadly lower. Treasury yields slid in the bond market after the government reported that employers advertised fewer job openings last month than economists had expected. The government releases its broader job market survey on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.